Welcome to Season 3 of the Peace Signs Podcast, stories of peace, justice, and faith from Penn State University. Brought to you, as always, by Third Way Collective.
I can empathize with students I have in my class. I'm Daniel Falk, professor of classics and ancient Mediterranean studies and the Chaikin family chair of Jewish studies. I've been at Penn State for a year and a half, and I've been enjoying it. Moved here from University of Oregon, where I taught for 15 years. Here, obviously at a state school in a class which deals with religion, you're going to have people from all over the map. Although, I would say here I have less diversity that way than I had at Oregon. Typically here, people who come to a course which addresses religion will tend to have some connection with that tradition. But for those who come to such a class hoping to enrich and deepen their own faith tradition and explore it, it can be a difficult time in a university setting. Coming to terms with academic study of religion and of faith is not easy. I would add that it's not easy to study yourself in any way in an academic sense. So I think the same thing goes with other identity kind of things. But religion is something different yet, because there is an authoritative voice, and obviously in the academic context you're constantly questioning that authoritative voice and asking where is the authority, and you're dissecting the text and so on. It's interesting, because I've actually had some students, and I've had a former pastor who took my class who sort of took me to task for that. You know, well, why don't you use this opportunity as a platform for presenting the Christian message? That's not my role. And secondly, I don't refrain from that because I feel pressured, that's not allowed. I actually believe in what I do here. I believe in creating space for students to examine these things. It's really a rare opportunity for real education to take place, and this can be very, very helpful to faith, but that's not the role here. It's not about faith formation at the university. It's about studying, and you can approach any subject and ask all sorts of questions about it. And in our society, we really have no other forum where that really happens, where you can study religion and ask any question without someone either telling you what the answer ought to be, or mocking it, where it could be a serious inquiry and you can explore wherever it leads you. And I think that's very important and missing in our society. So I actually really believe in the value of studying religion at a university. It is a fascinating and a powerful part of the human experience. And in order to study what it is to be human, one can't leave that out. As a faculty member, I find being a person of faith and a Christian, my ethical standards as a professor, as a professional, is also guided by that ethic, which means, perhaps somewhat paradoxically, that I'm not going to use my classroom for a platform for espousing my religion. If I have person of another religion who comes to me with questions, how do I wrestle with my own religion? How do I wrestle with this? I serve all students equally. I help them all investigate this material from an academic standpoint and go where they can and will with it. In terms of their own faith development, they need to go somewhere else. And they need to be part of, and I'll often encourage students, if you're a person if I have a student come to my office and say they're wrestling with their faith, I will urge them, they really need to be part of a faith community. They need to wrestle with this, but in the academic context, they need to wrestle with it in an academic way. But obviously we live in the bigger world. Our university, our students, and we as individuals live in the larger world.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.